Christmas Epiphany is the 6th of January. And so today we'll be celebrating Epiphany. We'll also celebrate Epiphany on Wednesday evening this week. We pray that God would bless us as we recount the visit of the Magi to the infant child, and also rejoice that God has revealed to the nations the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple of announcements before we begin. For our regular members, you may have noticed a little bit of a difference with your bulletin today. We've had lots of people that have offered many, many suggestions over the years. And so for a few weeks, we're going to be experimenting with a one-page bulletin rather than several pages and inserts and things like that. We've had some folks that have said it's a little confusing sometimes. So if you stick your bulletin anywhere in your hymnal and close the book, you have the outline of the service for you right there. So it's always handy and it's always there. Also, what was the insert is on the inside, the introit, the gradual, the collect of the day, the propers. And then on the back are the Bible readings. And you notice the column there on the side. This allows us lots of space in the future. Sometimes the readings are a little longer, and the print to get it to fit on the insert means the print is really, really tiny and you can't read it. So here we have it, our bulletin for the next several weeks, and just would appreciate your comments and your feedback on that. Besides that, one piece of paper is a lot cheaper than three or four pieces of paper. So bottom line on that. So today, our opening hymn is number 399, "The Star Proclaims the King is Here." We'll stand on the last verse of that hymn. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1, page 151 and following. There are two options in this service for the hymn of praise, and we'll be singing the Gloria, the Christmas hymn. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. One final announcement. It has pleased Almighty God to summon from this veil of tears the soul of Lois Herpelsheimer. Lois, longtime member of the congregation, longtime shut-in member of the congregation. The funeral service for Lois will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. here at Good Shepherd. Wednesday afternoon, 1 p.m. here at Good Shepherd. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we live in a world of darkness. Darkness because of our own sin, darkness because sin exists in the world, and sometimes the darkness seems overwhelming. Heavenly Father, we thank you this day for the gift of light. The light of the world that no darkness can overcome. The light revealed to us in your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Fill us with this Epiphany light. Give us hope and peace and comfort and joy today and tomorrow and forever. Heavenly Father, in the powerful and precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hymn 399.
Thank you.
Divine Service Setting 1, page 151. Page 151. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We sing the introit appointed for the day.
Behold the Lord, the ruler.
Peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God,
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, by the leading of a star, you made known your only begotten Son to the Gentiles. Lead us, who know you by faith, to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Continue with the readings. Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading for the Epiphany of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We speak together the gradual at the bottom of your bulletin.
Those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated for the hymn of the day, number 397, "As with Gladness, Men of Old," number 397.
Oh,
light for everyone. What is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known. Thus far, our text. Dear friends in Christ, it is Epiphany. Epiphany comes from the Greek word epiphanos, which means to shine forth. And during the season of the church year, that's exactly what we focus on. How the majesty and the glory of God shines forth from the just-born baby Jesus. His glory is the light of the world. He's made known through miracles, as we've already sung in our hymns. The miracle of changing water into wine at Cana in Galilee. And we'll hear even more miracles, healing of those who are in need in their everyday lives. Jesus is made known, as Paul says, through preaching God's word, teaching God's word, studying God's word. Jesus is made known in baptism and in the communion of the church here at the altar of God with Christ's body and blood crucified and risen. That's the central message of Epiphany. Jesus shines forth out into a world of the darkness of sin. Don't be confused, dear Christians. Our world is full of darkness and sin and wrongdoing. Isaiah writes it in our Old Testament lesson, "Behold, darkness shall cover the earth, thick darkness, the people." And that's the truth. We face darkness all the time. Whether it's the rising crime rate in our own city, the threat of new wars when old wars aren't even finished that you see on the news. On a more personal level, we have the darkness of adultery, divorce, broken families, poverty, hunger, abortion. More and more, the darkness of paganism, atheism, covetousness, and greed. We have the darkness that leads to shootings, even in churches, robberies, genocides. Our world is full of the darkness of sin. And don't think that the darkness is only out there, dear Christians. It's in here also. In your heart, just as it's in mine. For all of us sin. All of us do wrong. We hurt our neighbors, our fellow church members, our families, our friends. Think about it. We live in a world where people are exploited for the gain of others in all sorts of evil and perverse ways. People are brought into our own country specifically to be used. We live in a world where it's okay for families to go decades without speaking to one another, usually over some silly little thing. We live in a world where everyone carries around in their pocket a smartphone, only a few clicks away from accessing terrible pictures. We live in a world where women are told it's okay for them to be men socially hip. We live in a world of darkness. We face these challenges in our own lives. Often we succumb to sin. There's so much hurt, so much pain, so much suffering, so much sadness. The world is dark. Is there a light? Is there good news? Is there hope? Yes. That's Epiphany. The hope of Jesus shines forth into the darkness of our world. Dear Christian, our world is not that different than the world that St. Paul began his ministry in 2 millennia ago. He was sent out into a world of darkness just like ours is. He was sent out to preach to pagans just like our world increasingly becomes. He was sent to preach to a world that was full of slavery, of disease and death, of war and poverty. A world where the conflicts were just as much as we face today. God sent St. Paul out into the world of the darkness of sin. And what did Paul do? He preached. Taught. He told people that Christ was the light of the world, the light that no darkness could overcome. He pointed people's attention to his Savior, Jesus. He told everyone who would hear the truth that God entered the world in the babe of Bethlehem. Why? To die on the cross. To forgive all sin. To let hope shine into our world of darkness. Paul preached Christ crucified. He baptized. He communed. Paul let the light of Christ shine forth. And as Paul preached, as he baptized, as he communed, the Holy Spirit was attached to that word. The Holy Spirit created faith. The Holy Spirit granted strength and light and hope in a world of darkness. Hear Paul's words again. To me, this grace was given. To preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known. God worked with the word that Paul preached. God created faith. God called, enlightened, and sanctified the Christian church on earth. God grew the church. God saved people through the death and resurrection of Jesus. God brought his light into the world so that it might shine. Darkness tried to stop the light. Paul was beheaded. The other apostles martyred. Christians were killed by the hundreds, just as they are today. But the church remained faithful. God's light was revealed to the nations more and more. God could not be overcome. This, dear Christians, is where we find our hope today. Hope as the world appears to be more and more dark again. Fear not, you still dwell in the light of Christ, the crucified and risen one. You are still God's holy child, blessed, cared for, beloved. We still gather here. Why? To hear God's word. Because in that word, God still creates faith. We sing that word in the liturgy, in the hymns of the church. We hear it read and preached and proclaimed. Everything that we do is an effort to bring that word to the ear. Even silly little things like the hymns that we pick out for the choir, the time we spend with the kids in Sunday school, and all the rest. Its goal is to bring God's word so that God can create and sustain faith, so that God can shine the light of Christ forth into your heart and into all the world. In that word, God is revealed. Christ is Epiphany among us. We receive that light as we remember our baptism, making the sign of the cross, confessing our sins, being absolved. We receive that light as we eat the body and blood of Jesus Christ from this altar, the crucified and risen body and blood of Jesus, the one that lives forever. We cherish receiving these gifts often. We don't skip out on them before we get to participate. God gives his gifts, and we're glad, and we receive them for the forgiveness of sin. The faith God gives bears fruit. We support the church through our offerings so that we might receive the forgiveness, life, and salvation that God gives here through the means of grace, so that we might support missionaries who go overseas to bring the light of God to those places that are still dark. We support the church so that we might proclaim God's word in this community. We speak and study the word of God in our homes with our family, forgiving one another as we are forgiven. And we, just as Paul did, invite people into our congregation to hear that word, to dwell in the light of Christ, to gather here as church. Christian, our world is dark. It is gloomy. It is terrifying. The light shines among us. Christ's glory is delivered to us. He is a lamp on a hill, not under a bushel basket. He is a light that shines upon us. We rejoice that Christ is revealed to us. We are glad that he revealed himself to the entire world as well. And when the world comes after us, we are not afraid. Nothing can turn out the light of Christ. Nothing can put us in darkness. Wherever the light is, darkness cannot be. Today we begin the season of Epiphany, and as we do so, we rejoice that God has revealed his light to us. Light of the only begotten Son of God. Light made flesh to die and raise again for us. Light given in word and sacrament. Light comes to save us. God's word and sacraments. Light makes us Christians, now and always. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. It's time we confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father.
Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. In addition to the prayer requests that are listed in our news and notes, we pray for the family of Good Shepherd member Lois Herpelsheimer, who passed away on Friday. We pray for Good Shepherd member Irma Brandt, who is hospitalized following a fall. We pray. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, light of the world, from distant lands and far-off places, you have gathered to yourself a people to wear your name and live in the light of your word. Bless your church, where she struggles to survive and where she labors to keep up with all that is happening in the world, that we may be united in doctrine, live in harmony and peace, and work together, that those still in darkness and death may be brought into the light of Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Kings and governments rise and fall, but your word endures forever. Give to all of our elected and appointed leaders grace and wisdom sufficient for their task, that they may keep the sacred trust placed in them and serve the common good. Bless especially those who protect us at home and the servicemen and women who defend us throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Through your word, you have made known the mystery of Christ and granted redemption to all people through baptism and faith. Guide those who preach and teach your word to us, and give them a loving heart to shepherd your people faithfully. Bless all church workers and those now preparing for your service. Especially bless the seminaries and colleges and elementary schools of our church and those we support throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
By your mercy, we are preserved in time of trouble and sustained in illness, even unto death. Bless the sick and those troubled in mind and heart, and grant them healing according to your will. Encourage the grieving with hope, and comfort the dying in their last hours, Especially do we pray this day for Irma, Ardith, Dorothy, Victor, Ernest, Levon, Jan, Joe, Alvin, Tom, Diana, Galen, Barb, the family of Sally Wordycamper, the family of Leslie Novacek, the family of Verna Burkham, the family of Lois Herpelsheimer, our shut-in members, those in long-term care, and for all those who are serving and protecting us in the military. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
You have supplied your people with many rich resources with which to support the work of your church. Grant to the missionaries and those planting congregations here and throughout the world all things needful, that your saving purpose in Christ may be realized and your word may bring many into the fellowship of your church. Accept, we pray, the tithes and offerings we bring, that through these treasures your work may not be hindered by any lack or need. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
As the holy innocents suffered in the wake of Herod's rage with the visit of the Magi, we pray you to comfort the families of the martyrs and strengthen all who suffer for the sake of the gospel. We especially cry to you on behalf of the unborn, that their lives may be preserved with the full protection of the law and their care supported by the full resources of the medical arts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gathered before the mystery of Christ's presence in the body and blood, bread and wine, we pray you to prepare us with repentance to receive this precious gift in faith. By this communion, equip us with every gift and grace that we may fulfill our baptismal vocations as your people and be kept to the day when at last we join you in the heavenly banquet that has no end. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the revelation of Jesus, God in the flesh, for forgiveness, life, and salvation, would be your peace, comfort, and joy today and always. We worship God now with our gifts and offerings. Please now with the offertory, What Shall I Render to the Lord, page 159. Please stand as you're able.
What shall I give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and
thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him, being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of mine, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
very body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus, strengthen and preserve you in both body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace and joy. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. We sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 165.
Go in peace.
Pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Please be seated for our closing hymn. 394, Songs of Thankfulness and Praise. We'll sing verses 1 and 5. Verses 1 and 5. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Kids, you can go get some goodies, and we'll be back in here in, 7 or 8 minutes or so for our Sunday school opening. You're all invited to join us for coffee and goodies. We have two opportunities for adult Bible study. We'll continue our look at Romans chapter 5, one of the great chapters in all of Scripture. Summary of Christian Doctrine, room 109. What are we studying today, Pastor?
Baptism,
how God delivers the goods. Holy baptism, that's in room 109. For the last couple of weeks with Christmas and New Year, we've had kind of an odd schedule. I don't know about you, but these last couple of weeks, it was kind of hard to remember what day it was. Every day seemed like a Monday or a Saturday or whatever. It was tough. Well, we're back on our regular schedule and regular routine here at church. Good Shepherd School and preschool starts tomorrow. I know the public schools don't start until Tuesday. We start here tomorrow. Wednesday, we're back on our regular Wednesday routine. We've got midweek and confirmation classes at 5:30, as well as choir. Worship at 6:30. Catechism 1 and 2, your essays are due Wednesday night. Wednesday night. Yes, there you go.
There is no choir this week.
Why?
Because the choir director is not here.
All right, whatever. Well, we're almost back on our regular schedule this week. Nobody tells the preacher nothing. Or at least this preacher.
I think I was the preacher.
Yeah. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Also be reminded, the funeral service for Lois Herpelsheimer will be here Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Here at Good Shepherd, Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock. And we keep Lois's family in our thoughts and prayers. Anything else, Vicar? Okay. Have a blessed Epiphany and Epiphany season.